Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
For 2 weeks, my mind has lived in the book of Ecclesiastes. We don't hear a lot out of the book of Ecclesiastes much. You just don't. But for 2 weeks, my mind's just been turning in Ecclesiastes. These last two verses has just been running over and over and over in my mind. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Solomon says, let's just look at the conclusion of the whole matter. The very end of everything. He's wrote 12 chapters. He's talked about his life. He's talked about what he's had. He said, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. I'm an old man now. I'm fixing to die. Matter of fact, if you know the Bible, you know anything about it, he's referred to as the smartest man that's ever lived or ever will live. Besides the Lord Jesus Christ, there's never been one no smarter than Solomon. You're not, I'm not, nobody. He said at the end of my life, let's just hear the conclusion of this thing. Here's what he says. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Solomon said, when I come to the end of my life, when I look at the end of it, he said, let's hear the conclusion. Let me show you three little things as she keeps playing it. We had another song, but I just want to mind the Lord for just a minute. Life, man. Here it is. We're living it right now. It can be taken so quickly from us. We're one breath from eternity, man. We're one drive down the road from eternity. We're one trip to the hospital from eternity. We're one blink of the eye from the coming of the Lord. It's that fast. Life can change so quickly. Solomon said, let's just look at the conclusion of this thing. I'm an old man now. I know more than anybody else that's ever lived. It's somebody I want to take advice from. How about you? I see this, the sum of the journey. The sum of the journey. The conclusion of the journey. Let's look at it. He said, let's hear the conclusion of it. Let me read you a verse in chapter number 2. Here's what he said in chapter number 2. He said, whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy. For my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And in this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought. And on all the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all, listen to this. He said, when I looked at all of it. When I looked at everything God had accomplished in my life, study him out. He would be probably the richest man, Brother Kenny, that was in the world today if he was living today. That's who Solomon, that's the character, that's the person of Solomon. Here's what he said. I didn't hold nothing back. If I wanted it, I went and bought it. If my eyes desired it, I went and got it. I held nothing back from me. And he said, let's hear the conclusion of it. What's the sum of that? From a man that had everything there was. And here's what he says. He wraps it up this way in verse number 11. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of the spirit. And there was no profit under the sun. You know what he said about everything that he had accomplished? Said it's vanity. It's vanity. All the money, it's vanity. All the wealth, it's vanity. Are you hearing the preacher this morning? It's vanity. Everything that I'd done under the sun was vanity. That term under the sun, 28 times in the book of Song of Solomon. 36 times he says vexation or vanity. Here was Solomon's problem. When he summed up his life, here was his problem. He had lived a life under the sun without any perception of what life above the sun was going to be. Can I say it again? He had lived life under the sun, thinking about everything here, but never took a moment to consider an eternity above the sun. And he said, when I sum up my life, I had everything, but I had nothing. You know who some of the most miserable people that you'll ever meet is? People that's got everything. They're always chasing something else. They're always chasing. He said, the sum of life is this. I've had nothing. Listen to what he said in chapter number 8. He said, as I sum up life, though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged. Listen to what he learned about life. Yet, surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. You know what he says? He says, as I look as a man that live life under the sun without thinking about eternity above the sun, my life was vanity and vexation of the spirit. But when I see those that feared of the Lord, I found out that everything's going to be all right with them. You see, you've got a choice today. You can live life under the sun and chase everything in this world, and when it's all said and done, have nothing. Or you can step back and fear God and say, there is life beyond the sun, and everything be all right. There's the sum of life. But then there's the standard that is jotted. In other words, written down. What did he say? He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. There's the sum of life. The standard that is jotted, fear God and keep his commandments. Fear God and keep it. Let me tell you the reason the world's in the shape it's in today. There's no fear of God. Tell you the reason people say the things they do, there's no fear of God. You mean tell you the reason people live the life they live, there's no fear of God. You mean tell you the reason that homes are busting up in a million pieces today, because there's no fear of God. They took a holy vow. Now it's gonna get real quiet and real dead right here for just a minute. They don't get married in churches anymore because there's no holiness to it. They just want to go have a big old party, and if it don't work out, well, they'll just move on to the next one. There's no fear of God. I took a vow before God and the witnesses in the church house when I got married. Is everybody all right this morning? There's no fear of God. And he said, the sum of the matter is this. There is a standard that is jotted down in the Word of God, and it's this: fear him and keep his commandments. Keep his commandments. By the way, there's more than 10. There's a whole lot more than 10. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together with believers. That's not a question. That's not a suggestion. That's a commandment from God.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's a commandment.
Yes.
And I'm going to say this and I'm done. There's the seriousness of the judgment, though.
Right. Yeah.
What did he say? He said, fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Watch the seriousness of the judgment.
Yes.
For God shall bring every work into judgment.
Amen.
With every, if you underline in your Bible, I would invite you to underline these two words: secret thing.
Yes.
Whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Yes.
There's a judgment day coming.
That's right, preacher.
Yes, there is.
There's a judgment day coming.
Oh, yes.
There's coming a day we're going to stand in the presence of a holy God. If you're saved today, you're not going to give an account for your sins. They're under the blood. I'm not going to stand before God and be judged over my sins, Brother Elijah. They're under the blood. Amen. Jesus paid that price. Thank God for that. Amen. But let me tell you what you're going to be judged on if you're saved. You're going to be judged on your works. I don't work to be saved. I work because I am saved.
Amen.
I don't read my Bible to be saved. I read my Bible because I am saved. I don't go knock on doors to be saved. I do it because I am saved. I'm not faithful to the house of God to be saved. I do it because I am saved. There's coming a judgment day. Brother David and I was eating supper last night, Brother David Williams. We was talking about court. And if you was here yesterday, I know not many of you was. He's a former highway patrol, and he taught on character and ethics. And he was talking about going to court, and he was talking about how there was a standard that you had to be dressed a certain way at one time to go into the courtroom, and if you wasn't, you was escorted out. And he talked about how the seriousness and the nervousness of standing before that judge. Now, let me tell you something. You don't know nothing about how serious it's going to be. We stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And we lay all of our pitiful excuses out of why we didn't serve God. Why we didn't go to church. Why we didn't do this. Why we didn't do that. And I wonder maybe if God don't say something like this. Vanity and vexation of the spirit. That's all vanity. Preacher, I missed Wednesday night because I just wanted to make another dollar. Vanity, vexation of the spirit. Preacher, I missed church because of this. Vanity, vexation of the spirit. I say, preacher, you've killed it. If I killed it, it needed to die. I'm telling you, man, when we think about what he's done for us, when we think about the day he touched us, we think about the way he's blessed us. We think about the nice vehicles we've got sitting in our parking lot and the nice homes that we live in today and the nice clothes that's on our back today. Hear me and hear me well. The least thing I can do is take the judgment seat of God serious and live for him and give my life for him.
Amen. Good.
What's it going to profit you at the end? When I stand before God that day,
oh God, help us, Lord.
When I stand before him that day, the money in my bank account ain't going to matter.
No.
I understand we've got to have money to live. Y'all know that. That's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. You know this about me. I love to exercise. I love to push myself. But you know what? If I, at 46 years old, 47 years old, run a 6-minute mile, what's that going to matter when I stand before God? Somebody tell me, it ain't going to matter nothing. It ain't going to matter one thing. But let me tell you what is going to matter. What I've done for him. What I've done for him. He brings it down to the end. Here's what he says about life. That word vanity, one said it this way. It's like what is left of a soap bubble when you burst it. That's what vanity is. Nothing. Nothing. It's what life is. It's what life is. If I accomplished everything in this world and my kids died and went to hell, what have I accomplished? Hey, sir, if you give your kids everything in this world and they died and went to hell, what have you accomplished in this life? Hey, sir, if you give your wife the nicest home that money could ever buy and you give her the nicest vehicles and the nicest of everything and she died lost without God, what have you accomplished in life? If you accomplished everything for yourself and die lost without God, what have you accomplished in life? Nothing. Nothing. Ain't gonna matter when we stand before Him, Brother Josh. Ain't gonna matter. Ain't gonna matter if I lived in a single wide trailer with holes in the floor or a multi-million-dollar mansion. Ain't gonna matter that day when I stand before God. Well, I'm telling you, if we'd ever get a hold of the seriousness of this thing, and we think about what He's done for us, we think about the price He paid for us, we think about Him walking up Calvary's hill, laying His life down willingly, we think about Him taking a cat of nine tails, we think about Him being beaten beyond recognition, the very beard plucked from His face, Him spit upon so you could live, so you didn't have to go to hell. The very least thing I can do is say, Lord, here's my life. Take it and use it. The very least thing I can do is read my Bible. The very least thing I can do is go to the house of God and be faithful to the things of God. That's the very least thing I can do for someone that's done so much for me. We're going to stand before Him one day. I'm going to ask you this question. What's He going to say to you? Every person sitting in this room is going to stand before God one day. Every one of us. No way around it. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. You're going to look God face to face one day. You and Him. Nobody else. You and Him. What's He going to say to you? To a lot, He's going to say this, depart. Depart from me, I never knew you. Oh, but preacher, you know, or it ain't going to be preacher then, it's going to be God. But God, don't you remember that time at Vacation Bible School when I done this or this, or God, I've done this, or God. Time out a minute. Are you saved? Has there been a time in your life you realized you was lost and on the road to hell? You repented of your sins and asked Christ to come into your heart and change and save you. And after you've done that, there was a change took place in your life. If the answer is no to that, you need to get saved. Can I ask you another question? Can you do anything you want to do and it not bother you? If you can, you need to get saved. Because He said, those whom I loveth, I correcteth. And if you can live your life any way you want to and nothing ever happens to you, God never convicts you, God never confronts you over it, you need to get saved. Amen. We're going to stand before Him. What are you going to say? What's He going to say? What's He going to say? So, preacher, I know I'm saved. Okay. Is He going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant? The only way He'll ever say that is if we've done well. It's half-hearted living for Christ. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to cut the mustard when we stand before Him.
That's right. Amen.
Solomon, what do you say about life? He said, here's what I'd say about it. Here's what I'd say about it. It's vanity. Vanity. It's all going to be gone one day. Everything here is going to burn up one day. This building, study Bible. Everything is going to burn up one day. We're going to stand before Him. What's He going to say to us? When will we stand before Him? Could be before the sun goes down. If you're saved, it could be before the sun goes down. If you're lost, I understand it'll be a little more time than that. And I'm not going to take time to go into dispensations in the Bible. What's God going to say? Solomon, what about life? What about life? He had it all, Brother Scotty. Everything. I just read it to you. Everything. Here's what he said, Brother Nick. Ain't worth nothing. You laying on that deathbed, You laying on that deathbed, ain't gonna matter nothing. Now just be real honest with you. Probably a couple weeks after your funeral, 95% of the people you know will have forgot about you. They'll go about their life. They'll find another friend. I'm just being real with us this morning. The conclusion is this. You better fear God and keep His commandments.
Yes.
You better live true to Him.
Yes.
That's what matters at the end of this thing. That's what matters.